Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and James.
All right, speaking of a phase, boy, Diddy went through a phase. It's called Freak Off. Yesterday was movie day at the theaters.
Yeah.
And in court, because they showed all the videos of the Freak Offs. And now they're wondering if they'll become public.
Ew.
You can't release those. No. Who wants to see that?
No. God.
Now, I'm sure there's a few people.
Well, one thing that you were absolutely right about, and that is the video, because we had learned that CNN had deleted that video. Remember, everybody was so mad at CNN that they deleted it, and it was a whole situation. Well, according to TMZ, they're not 100% sure, but they're 90% sure that P. Diddy was such a narcissist that what he did is he paid that security guard $100,000 to get the hard drive, and he put it in his safe. Who puts that kind of evidence of you beating your ex-girlfriend in your own safe?
A person who thinks they're above everything, yep, and very egotistical and thinks they'll never, yep, ever be brought to justice.
Because
that's
most people would destroy it because,
absolutely,
you're beating up your, yep, girlfriend. But this guy put it in his safe.
And this is video that you wouldn't use to hold over somebody's head. This is video of you beating on somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
In a hallway in a hotel. It makes no sense whatsoever. But he's a guy that's so narcissistic that he thinks that he can get by with, mm-hmm, this. And he never, ever thought they'd ever raid his place.
No,
he was
didn't.
Above that.
Yeah.
He'd paid people, in fact. He was part of a cabal, they call it, according to some testimony, that they just thought that the police, they weren't going to touch him.
Yeah. Well, and I still don't know if it's... Well, anyway, you'll listen to all this,
all right,
and everybody figure out... Get it in your own mind, like pretend you're a juror,
yeah,
when you hear all this,
all right,
stuff.
Now, it's too much for us to just write down, follow, and cover, because one thing, it's not even on TV. So Harvey, is it Levin? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Harvey Levin. He is the creator of TMZ. He is an attorney, and he's going to start out here with the very first clip here.
Prosecution has to complete a circle. They have to show not just that Cassie engaged in these freak-offs or other things that are relevant to the criminal charge, but that it was done with force or coercion related to the charge, which are generally these freak-offs. That circle has not been completed in some of the testimony today.
So they haven't heard enough, according to Harvey, that they can say he's guilty of this, right?
Well, it's just that they don't have like proof that she was coerced. She said on the stand that he, on the airplane, took out his computer when she said she didn't want to do that anymore. He took out his computer and showed her a video of her in one of those and said, well, I'm just going to release all these if you don't. But it's a he said, she said. There's no proof that happened.
Yeah, because the prosecution actually said, or didn't ask the question, did he force you,
yeah,
to do this?
It's whomever the jury believes.
Correct.
That's, yeah, what it comes down to, right?
She feared that Diddy would release some of these freak-off videos unless she did certain things. The question is, what certain things? She begged Combs to delete these videos. She said that he used the threat of releasing the videos to shame her, including while she was seeing someone else.
I think he kind of missed the point on this one. Simply in the very beginning, he says that she... Listen again.
She feared that...
Okay, he says she feared. There's a big difference there. If she only feared and he didn't say that he was going to do it, then he's not guilty of it, right?
That's their point.
Right.
Everything that she's saying is not the great words right. that they need her to say.
She was supposed to get on that stand and say that he told me that if I didn't comply with everything he wanted, these videos are going to be released to be damaging to me. That's what she needed to do, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Well,
that's crazy.
I don't know what to think here.
Prosecutor says, and you were on the red carpet that same night? She says, yes. Did you attend the movie? Yes. How'd you get back to New York? She says, on a commercial flight. I traded my seat to get away from him. But he traded to get next to me. Prosecutor, what did he show you? Cassie, freak-off videos. He played them for me on one of his laptops. He said he'd release them.
Uh-oh.
Now you would expect her to say, or prosecutors to ask, release them unless you did what? That wasn't asked. That wasn't asked. It wasn't that he would release the videos unless you participated in the next freak-off. Nothing like that is said.
Aha! So he did threaten.
No, he said she didn't finish that question.
No, but she did say that he said he'd release them. She just didn't come back and say what he would do if he did.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
See, the problem with that is the seeing someone else is not the criminal charge. Now, that sounds to me, if it's true, that it's extortion. I mean, that's a crime. And if he said that I'm going to release these videos if you continue to see this guy, that's extortion. And he should be prosecuted for that. The problem is this isn't an extortion case. That's a state crime. This is a federal prosecution. And we have to show, or the prosecution has to show, that he engaged in these criminal acts. And we're talking about the various freak-offs allegations with interstate commerce under force or coercion. So that's what the prosecution needs to show.
Now, I watch a lot of crime shows.
I know you do.
You know what's missing from this that's probably going to come into play here at some point, and we're going to get a real idea on this thing.
I can't wait for the baby oil stuff.
No. That's going to be exciting, too. A baby oil day in the courtroom
is going
to be fun.
That's
when they wheel all that in there?
Yeah, that's
Johnson
&
Johnson stuff. Yeah, when they come in with that's going to be a good day, too.
You don't think they use Kirkland brand?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Diddy was worth a lot of money.
Yeah,
I say went just brand name only.
He did?
That's my
guess.
Okay. Here's what's missing. The texts. You know there are texts.
Well, that's the problem. That is actually a problem because they're going to cross-examine her today. And the problem is there's going to be texts from her saying, I love you.
Yep.
And, okay, one more time.
Right,
okay,
right.
You know.
But what I'm saying is when the texts come, I'm not saying they're going to be damaging to him. I'm just saying we'll get a better picture of all this with the texts.
Still can't wait for the baby
because,
oil.
Because, you know, when we get mad and we're all oiled up in baby oil and we've had a couple of cocktails, we text things that we probably shouldn't do, right? And that's what we're going to see.
Isn't it creepy now, though, to watch? I mean, because now they're just playing all these Diddy videos with him with, like, you know, like Obama and, like, just normal people. And you're like, oh, God, I didn't go meet him. I was around him.
I heard part of the testimony yesterday, according to her testimony, when they'd have the freak-offs, when you showed up at the door, first thing you had to do was go to the lube room.
Ew.
They called it the lube room.
Ew.
No, they would spray you down with baby oil.
But it had drugs in it. Right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
It was laced.
Allegedly.
That's allegedly. We don't know. They haven't said one way or another.
I was cracking up because Spadil all of a sudden had morals.
He's scared.
That's never been really confirmed, though.
Right.
But, I mean, it's going to be a part of the trial.
Yeah.
But you had to go to
Good
the loo room. Get all sprayed up.
Yeah. My God, this whole thing is nuts.
All right, I'm tired. AJR tickets coming up at 7:30.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.